السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and Apa with afiyat and good health. Allah ta'ala accept your khidmat. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa ana salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today in South Africa is the 30th of Muharram 1447. In Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah, Masjid al-Aqsa, and most countries and cities of the world, today is already the 1st of Safar 1447. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, we focus on Surah Az-Zariyat, chapter number 51, and verses 19 to verse number 23. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is highlighting what are the qualities of those people who possess taqwa, the true piety, Allah consciousness at all times, all situations, and at all places. So Almighty Allah states, وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ, and in the wealth of these people here who have taqwa, whether it be in cash or whether it be in kind, حَقُّ لِسَائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ, there is a proportionate share, لِسَائِلِ, for those people who come to you and they are begging, والمحروم, and those who are deprived, because of their self-esteem and self-respect, remember they will not come to you. So me and you as people who have some wealth, what should we realize? A beautiful hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, he Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Inna fil mali lahaqqan siwa zakat. Remember, in this wealth that we possess, there are certain hukuk and rights even beside our zakat. Our zakat is the compulsory mandatory charity, 2.5%. You possessed 100,000, you have to give out 2,500 rand as zakat. So that is mandatory, compulsory. But to enhance our love for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, to increase our iman, to follow Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam immaculately, we have to give out some voluntary charity as well. Therefore, that is called swadaqah, swad, dal, qaf. Every Muslim will claim and say throughout the world, I love Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. I love Him, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and I love Islam. But that is mere lip service. The deed and the creed has to correspond with one another. So how will that happen? When we spend upon the creation of Almighty Allah, for the love of Almighty Allah, then أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا, then you are truthful and your action will be called صَدَقَةً. So we need to understand the beauty and glory of Islam. And when we go to the poor and we go and give it to them, so that will break our arrogance and our pride as well. Because human nature is such that our hearts are saturated today with the love of wealth. Innal insana li rabbihi lakanud. Beshak ye insan apne rab ke bahut bahut hi na shukr hai. Wa innahu ala dhalika la shaheed. And he bears testimony to it. So what is the reason and the cause for the ingratitude, unthankfulness? Wa innahu li hubbil khayri la shadeed. He's madly, intensely in love with this world. So chapter 100, Surah Al-Adiyat, and verses 6, 7, and 8. So that gives us many, many answers. So the more we spend in the path of Allah, the love for wealth and assets will decrease, and the love for Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala will increase. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. And they take the food and they spend it and give it out to the people. Why? Out of the love for Almighty Allah. Sometimes feeding the destitute and the poor. Sometimes feeding the orphans and the yatama. And sometimes feeding those in prison and those in captivity. So see everything we find. And we should go and give them many a time. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ, and on this land and sand in which we are living, آيَاتُلْ, there are so many signs of Almighty Allah. But who will see that signs? Who are the people who will reap the benefit? لِلْمُوْقِنِينَ, for those people who have yaqeen, those who have firm conviction. You look at your grass, you look at your lawn, you look at your flowers, you look at your garden, you look at your plantations, you look at everything around you, and everything will show you about the majesty, sovereignty, authority of Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Who let brings the mango season and the leeches season? Who brings about the summer and the winter? Who makes the sunrise and the sunset? So everything are signs of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Wafi anfusikum, and within yourself. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in his Bukhari Sharif said, when we are eating, then we take the solids, we take the liquids and everything from one place, and that is our mouth. Now last night you had supper, so you had the chicken, you had the roti, you had the bread, you had the achar, you had the pickle, you had the tea, you had some bread, and whatever else we had. And everything went into one place, one passage. And what happens? Because we want to taste it. And it is delicious, a sumptuous meal. But lo and behold, Qudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of the power of Allah, when the time comes for input, then it comes through one place. And our output, now it must go out from our body and system. So then the liquid go through the front passage and the solids go out through the back passage. Who does all that? Any scientist, any professor, any doctor? That is just but one example. You can give millions of examples. Our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our nose, head to toe. Everything is a sign of Almighty Allah. Afala tubsirun? What don't you see, O human being? And all this is the creation of Almighty Allah. How dare you go and worship idols? How dare you go and reject Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? How dare you go and ascribe somebody something to Him, Almighty Allah, when He alone, independently, exclusively, is showering all these bounties upon us, which are ever recurring upon us. Afala tubsirun? What is wrong with you, O Hazrat Insan, O Masterpiece, O human being, that can't you see? وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ, and your sustenance and provision is already decreed there in the heavens and skies. That does not mean we mustn't work. We must work, because dunya is darul asbab. This world is a place of means and effect, you know, cause and effect and so forth. رِزْقُكُمْ is your sustenance. So sustenance does not mean only our eating, drinking. رِزْقُكُمْ will mean everything, all this air and oxygen and everything we just take for granted. So our health, our wealth, everything is our risk. And wama tu adun, and whatever you are promised on the day of justice, and post the day of justice, jannatul firdausil a'la, the paradise. Oh Allah forbid, if a person dies with kufr and blasphemy, and he or she is sane and mature, or they die with shirk and the polytheism, idol worship, or a person who says he's a Muslim but only lip service to Islam, the heart is devoid of iman and faith and conviction, then these three categories of people as enshrined in the noble Quran are doomed for eternal failure and eternal doom and gloom. Where is the dalil and evidence for this? Chapter 33, verses 64-65. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَأَنَا الْكَافِرِينَ وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا لَا يَجِدُونَ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. Verily, Allah has cursed the non-Muslims who are rejecting the articles of faith. Allah has already prepared for them the inferno and the blazing fire and furnace. They will dwell and stay there forever and ever eternally. La yajiduna waliyya wala nasira, no protector, no helper, no senior counsel, no queen's counsel, no barrister, no attorney, no advocate to help you. That is Allah. Chapter 33, verses 64-65. People who die, they sin and mature, committing shirk, worshipping this idol, worshipping that person, and so forth. They worship him, bow down to him, make sujood to him, and what have you, prostrate to him, and say, he will give us children, give us health or wealth, and so forth. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi. Verily, Almighty Allah will never forgive those people who committed shirk and ascribe, associated somebody, something to him. Chapter 4, verse 48. And chapter 4, verse 145, Surah Nisa, the chapter on women. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The hypocrites who only pay lip service to Islam will be dispatched to the lowest dungeon and prison and place in the hellfire. Allah protect us. فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. For, hence, subsequently, وَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and a qasam and an oath Allah takes on the heavens and the skies, the celestial creation, وَالْأَرْضِ, and on the terrestrial creation, the land and the sand and what it contains, إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌ. This day of Qiyamah is truthful day. This Quran Sharif is truthful. مِثْلَ مَا أَنَّكُمْ تَنْتِقُونَ. Similar to how you are conversing with one another, speaking with one another. I am speaking to you now live from the studio here in Lanesha, and you are listening to me in South Africa, Africa, and different countries, cities, and continents. All بِفَضْلِ wa rahmatihi wa judihi wa karamihi, with the grace, mercy, benevolence of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. What can we do on our own? Absolutely nothing. So هذا رحمة من ربي. This is only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. هذا من فضل ربي. This is the grace of Almighty Allah, as mentioned by him, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, 30th Muharram, the moon was not sighted yet by us in South Africa. So tonight we'll usher in the month of Safar, Swad Fara, Swad Fere. Remember, the month of Safar does not have bad luck, and it's got nothing to do with musibats and calamities and disasters. He, Rahmatulil Alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, came to abolish and demolish all these pagan beliefs. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, the Master alayhi salam said, La swafa ra, there is no ill omen, bad luck, and all those type of issues during the month of Safar. So tonight, O Muslim, read one dua at least. Allahu Akbar. Hilalu khairin wa rushdin. And that is, Ya Allah, make this month of Safar a month of khair and goodness for us, our families, and the entire ummat and muslimah. And wa rushdin, a month of righteousness. Imam Malik rahimahullah, when the Islamic Dunam month would start, he would exert himself, go the extra mile. His students would ask him, O Malik, why do you do that? He said, if the beginning of the month goes well, the entire month will go well. So stay away from vices and sins. We all have our weaknesses. Allah alone protect us. And you know that in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa, and 90-80% of the countries of the world will follow them, that today, Saturday, is already the first of Safar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, we present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, 9 jutlas dispatched straight to hell. Our Hamas are doing a great job sending the jutlas to hell. And remember, the Israelis are in a spin. They don't know which way to go. And Trump trumpeting away, we will harm, we will destroy Hamas. He can't destroy even his own rifle, you must remember that. So now he ran away to Scotland to play golf there because the pressure is getting too much upon him. His own supporters want to know, your name is there in the Epstein file. When are you going to release it, or are you going to make a deal? So Gaza genocide takes front page globally. The world is speaking about it, east, west, north, south, that Israel, America are guilty of genocide, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity, and war crimes. And they are the super terrorists. And every person can see that unless you are a moron, then it's different. Israel draws a new map. And remember that they hardly announced it quietly. They did it. And it includes the West Bank, they're annexing that, and the Jordan Valley. So they are master crooks. That's the word you must use for these Jutlas and these Jews and the Zionists. They are master crooks. They just want to steal, occupy, colonize, and occupy Palestine. That now they want to steal the Jordan Valley. They want to annex the West Bank. They want to steal the Golan Heights, take over parts of Syria, parts of Lebanon, and take over part of Saudi Arabia, including Medina Munawwara and Khaybar. Allah forbid. You Muslim Ummah, esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Al-Sunnah Jama'ah, wake up from your slumber. You can't just be having khana, peena, sona, pahana, eat, drink and sleep and visit the toilet. You need to wake up. Jordan and UAE, these are the two obedient slaves of America and of Israel. So Jordan and UAE have cut a deal with Israel and they said, fine, they will resume some aid, airdrops. So they'll come with their helicopters and so forth and drop some aid there in Gaza and thinking that they are doing a big favor to the Palestinians. These are murtads. These are munafiqeen. These are kafir leaders. And you can quote my name anywhere. As far as Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Jordan, Bahrain, Morocco, Egypt, go pakka murtad haramis of the first order. So that will resume, inshallah. It should bring some relief to our brothers, sisters, children, babies in Gaza, Mubarakah. The tide is turning, Israel. The words of our leader, Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu, rings in our ears. He said, Zawalu Israel. Israel will be no more. It will be wiped off the surface of this earth and the maps of the world. And that will be in the year 2027. So you see that 221 British MPs told the President, the Prime Minister Starmer, it's time now for us to recognize Palestine as a state. See what France has done. France said that we are going to recognize it. And in the United Nations Security Council, September, we'll announce that France has recognized the state of Palestine. There was a guy who was designated by America and Israel. His first name is Anthony. So he resigns. He says, what I saw is something I never ever saw in my life. The amount of brutality, oppression by the Israelis against a civilian population there in Gaza. They come in with their tanks, they come in with their arms, and they come in with so many other things, and it's just murder, mayhem, and chaos. And that is why my conscience does not allow me to go read it. And remember, Thailand says they are mulling and thinking of banning Israeli jutlas. When they come there, they just cause fights with everybody, the locals. They damage things there in the restaurant or in the hotel or in wherever they are staying. And they are a troublesome people. They are a cursed nation, the scum of the earth. Allah Jalla Wala said so, that they are a cursed nation, and Allah will punish them right till the day of justice. Chapter 7, verse 167. Then we have India. So India pledges $565 million to the Maldives, for they are in infrastructure. So now the ties between Maldives and India is excellent. Now listen to this here. You had Biden. Biden was a harami. You know that a person, he was known as what? Biden. The Sleepy Joe. Forever half asleep. So Sleepy Joe Biden, you see. So before his term ended, he told the people before that, no, he will not pardon his son Hunter. Hunter was guilty of busy with the prostitutes, busy with drugs, and didn't have license, and so many other crimes. So, and felonies. So now he pardoned him. So you can't say nothing and speak about him because I, the president, pardoned him. Now you must take cognizance of the fact that Trump's name is there, in the name of the people who visited Epstein, and they came there and they were busy with the young girls. Regarding Trump is mentioned in various media outlets that he was busy raping the young girls, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I sent it out on my ex account, Twitter account, several times also. And remember that now that lady who's there, Maxwell, so now Trump says that now they're thinking of pardoning her. You see that? So once they pardon her, so she comes out of jail, and if and when the people are going to question her, then Trump's name will not be mentioned. But it's not so easy because why? His own attorney general told him that I saw your name in Epstein's list there. Your name is there. Clinton's name is there. Your Prince Andrew's name is there. All these haramis, remember that. We must name them, shame them, and nail them. Qais Saeed, for the past 4 years, is ruling Tunisia just like a tinpot dictator. Pakka murtad harami he is. They say he rules by decree. You see that? So don't tinpot dictator. So hundreds of people in the capital day of Tunisia, Tunis, were marching against him, and they say that Tunisia has become like a large prison. You know, MAGA, make America great again. So now the 78 millionaire messes are asses, you know, especially in America. So they voted for Trump. Now they're taking that red cap and they're burning it and destroying it. They say that the guy we voted for is a pedophile, he's a rapist, and he's a felon, and he committed so many crimes. We are the fools to vote for such idiots. Go to Australia, and then another politician there, Gareth Ward, W-A-R-D. So he is guilty, remember, of raping a girl and some ladies there and so forth. So he's sentenced and he'll spend many years in jail there. So that is what happens with all these guys. They have to go for rifle repairs. So foreigners can now own property and so many other perks they will get when you invest in Saudi Arabia. Now they're competing with Dubai and are competing with the Western world and other countries and so forth. But you make one wrong move, you send one tweet against him, MBS, or you speak against the Saudi regime, then straight away you will be jailed and imprisoned. Allahumma ahlik ahli Saud, kama ahlakta ahli wa Samud. Allah decimate, destroy them. So Bill Clinton, when you look at the files coming through, the tits and you know that they say titillating tidbits. You see that? As they say in English. So you get some news here, snippets here, tidbits there and so forth. So he, Bill Clinton, was praising Epstein. He said, you got a good choice of young girls. Now you tell me about these people here. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin. They are khabith, they're impure, immoral. And they look for immoral girls and women and men, whatever they can find. USA and Israel condemn France. Why the hell are you recognizing Palestine? You see that? So they want to keep Palestine under the radar. They will never get independence and so forth. Well, we have news for you. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ. You plot and plan, and Allah has the master plan. Inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. With Allah's mercy, Allah's grace, both of them, This guy, yeah, or Trump and or Netanyahu, the war criminal, will end up in jail in our lifetime, inshallah, Aziz. South African news, Cyril is in big trouble again. So now they want to have a motion of no confidence. But the MK party, Jacob Zuma's party, say, if we do that, it must be a secret ballot. Nobody must know who voted for in favor, and nobody must know who voted against. Then we will know the true beast, you know, democracy and so forth in South Africa. Otherwise, it will just go according to party lines and so forth. South Africa received an 8.4 billion rand. It's then loaned from who? From the African Development Bank. So they're just taking more and more loans, and they have to pay big amount and substantial amount of interest. So therefore, South Africa will never come out of the debt, because you have such a bloated government, 77, 78 ministers, deputy ministers, some places two deputy ministers, 90% of them are just fat cats and good for nothing, remember that. The sooner we get rid of them, the better. It is hopeless, useless characters there. This weekend will be snow, and if so, some of you never saw snow in your life, just find out where you are in South Africa, and snow, it will be in some parts of South Africa this weekend, Saturday, Sunday. U.S. sanctions on South Africa, you know, against some individuals of the ANC and so forth, will backfire and so forth. So Hazrat Mawlana Qamru Zaman Sahib, our Shaykh Hafidhullah, more than 90 years old, will be arriving inshallah in South Africa on Thursday. So Thursday, Friday, the madrasa, the programs will be there in Binoni Masjid Noor, at the Darul Ulooms, here in Darul Zakariya and Darul Azadwar. So make dua, Allah Ta'ala grant Hazrat Mawlana Qamru Zaman Sahib Hafidhullah wa Ra'ah Siha Afia. Imagine in this old age, 95 years old plus minus, making safar and traveling and so forth. And we had a wonderful, beautiful trip there to Pretoria. Allah Ta'ala reward Mawlana Abdul Razak Kolwadia, Mawlana Ahmed Tokrat, and so many other people there, you know, that they arranged wonderful programs for us and so forth. So I gave a talk there to their students, Mona Muhammad Dokrat and Mona Ahmed Dokrat. And I said that you guys are here studying, right, in this darloom, in this madrasa, call it whatever you want to. Are you really geared up when you finish and you qualify as an alim or maulana or qari sahib or whatever you want to call yourself, to take up the modern challenges? If I ask you, Mahiya Sahyuniya, what is Sahyuniya? So from all the students, one student answered. So it shows we are not geared up. So therefore, all our darlums, this is just my suggestion. If it's correct, in kana sawaban fa min Allah, wa in kana khataan fa minni wa min ash-shaytan. So remember, because I've been through the whole system, you know, and we taught all these kitabs, so we know Allah's help. So if you don't have a period once a week or twice a week or so, I'll want more, but anyway, at least have some start, where you are addressing the modern day issues. What is a Uniya Zionism? How do we combat it? What is Ra'sumaliya capitalism? And how do we combat it? What is, you must remember, this democracy and so forth, and how do we speak and all that? What are the advantages, disadvantages, and all this type of thing? What is Almaniya, secularism? So our students are graduating, but some of them, or majority of them, never even heard the words. So there's something wrong with our syllabus. And similarly, our children are going, you must remember, to the madrasas and so forth. Our madrasas, our darloom, our khanka, we need everyone. But we just need to fine-tune it a little bit. And that is to take on the modern challenges and modern problems without suffering an inferiority complex, remember that. Today, if we are told, the young ulama that speak on these topics, you will find they'll be found wanting after 5 minutes, 10 minutes, we'll finish. And if you open the floor, very few will be able to answer the questions. So therefore, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةٍ. So we must have basirat in our knowledge. We must never fear these people. We must take them on in their own systems. Go study the life of Imam Ghazali, rahimahullah, Abu Hamid Ghazali, rahimahullah. He studied philosophy. He studied their books. And then he destroyed them and he finished them up. So we must take on the kafir Shias. We must take on the kafir Qadianis. We must take on the kafir, remember, Aga Khanis and so forth. So all that, and this modern day challengers and so forth, because they think we are a bunch of jokers and terrorists and so forth, but the Taliban gave them a good threshing, and they showed what is Quwwat-e-Imani. And our Hamas is giving them a good threshing and showing them what is the real power of Iman and Islam. So that is what we have to learn, remember then. Allah Jalala give us tawfiq. Ji Mawlana Salim, and we're ready for you for the Q&A, inshallah. Barakallahu fiq.
Husband and myself are reconciling after two talaqs. There's three questions here. What is the procedure to make nikah again? One. Number two, I want my father to perform the nikah. Number three, can this be done over a WhatsApp call? And number four, is it better to have this nikah in a masjid?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. If your husband gave you two talaqs, two divorce, either in writing or verbally, orally, and now you want to reconcile, so the Quran Kareem says, very good. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 229, At-talaqu marratan fa imsakum bima'ruf. So you take back your wife and treat her with love and respect and justice and so forth. So that's one issue. Second issue is, after the husband gave his wife two talaqs to divorce, if, and it is raj'i, revocable, then during the iddat period, you can take her back without the salasat al-quru. And that is chapter 2, verse 228. And that is, according to Hanafis, Hanbalis, the iddat period is 3 menses. And according to Shafi'is and Malikis, it's 3 periods of cleanliness. So during that iddat period, you can take a back without tajdeed and nikah, without performing a new nikah. And you take a back, but the husband will only have one talaq left for the future. You must take cognizance of that as well. If the iddat has expired, you know, absence make the heart grow fonder, 6 months, 9 months, 1 year, you wish to reconcile, very good. So reconcile, your father is Muslim, everything, so he performs the nikah, there's no problem with that. And thereafter, perform the nikah in the masjid. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that A'alinun nikah, announce the nikah, waj'aluhu fil masajid, and perform the nikah day in the masajid, in the mosque, and the hadith is in Tirmidhi. So my suggestion to you, my sister, will be, you want to get married, your father is happy about it, so tell him he will be the wakil and he will act on your behalf day in the masjid and he will perform your nikah, right? And your husband to be the groom will be there, and then you'll appoint 2 male witnesses and then you go ahead and read, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. Ya Allah, you are the creator of love. Allahumma alif baynana. Allahumma adim baynana. Ya Allah, bring about love, muhabbat, keep us united forever. So no more talaq in the future, because you only left with one bullet and one talaq, brother. So it's a straightforward issue, and do it now this weekend, inshallah. So Allah Ta'ala bless you, and keep on reading Surah 25, verse 74, abundantly. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Ya Allah, grant us our spouses and children and progeny that the coolness of the eyes. One advice I want to give you, I don't know you, right? So when people send questions, we don't know who they are. You husband, wife, you should become wiser. Don't now look at the past. You did this, nay. So look at the current situation and look at the future. Then things will work out. You're going to go back to the past, then there'll be big problems again.
Muftisab, in Shariat, what is the procedure for Khula?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of all this in the Noble Quran, chapter 2, verses 2, verses 229, 230, speaks of all three. So I just told you now, chapter 2, Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 229, At-talaqu marratan. So if you gave talaq explicit words, you use the word talaq, you use the word divorce in the present tense or the past tense. So if you gave one talaq, you can take her back during the iddah. You gave her two divorce talaq, you can take her back during the iddah without a new nikah, right? So all that is unanimous and so forth. But then Almighty Allah says that فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا يُقِيمَا حُدُودَ اللَّهِ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا فِي مَفْتَدَتْ بِهِ. Now we have to analyze who is to blame. So if she, the wife, is the wrong party, she's in the wrong. She doesn't want to dress modestly. She wants to wear a bikini and a stickini in public and go and swim here and there. She don't want to read salat properly. She doesn't want to look after the children and so forth and so on. So remember that the husband will tell her, my poppy, my darling, my sweetheart, I spent thousands and thousands on this house here for your comfort, and now you are turned out to be such a disappointing disappointment for me. So in a case like that, Allah calls marriage, chapter 2, verse 187, Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. Marriage is libas, is a garment. That how the garment enhances our beauty, how the garment brings about respect, honor to us. So that is what marriage does. But now you, that we're going to make, he says, the husband, that he's going to make khula with her. Fakhla'ana alayk, chapter 20, verse 12. Allah Jalla wa'ala commands Nabi Musa alayhi salam, remove that sandal shoes of yours, ya Musa, Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Innaka bilwadi al-muqaddasi tuwa. You are in a very sacred, holy valley and place. So khula means that the wife is the guilty party. She admits and confesses to it. So she will return the mahar, the Kruger coin, or the money, whatever was given. And then the husband will issue a talaq, a ba'in, an irrevocable divorce. And then she will have to go into it. That is khula. That is the meaning of fala junaha alayhima fi maftadat bi. You ladies must never agree on khula unless you are the guilty party. And then the third one is when the husband issues three talaq. So then Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدُ حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرًا. If you issue three talaq, whether over a period of time, or fi majlisin wahid, at one time, triple divorce is not suitable, is not desirable, meritorious, you should be punished. Sayyidina Umar said, bring them to me, I'll punish them. That I will give them some more lashes and whip them, you see. But be that as it may, the three talaq will be valid according to all four schools. So we need to be very clear on that. Then she can't, after the iddah, she has to marry somebody else. And that must be a proper marriage, not all this hit and run and quickie business. That you just go spend 1-2 hours, 1-2 days with that person, and you, everything is like conditioned and already known. So that you won't be halal for your first husband. And that is mentioned clearly in Tirmidhi Sharif, where Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La anallahu al-muhallila wal-muhallala lahu. So both parties are cursed, the former ex-husband and the current husband. So we should know that what Sharia is teaching us.
Mufti Sahib, I'm going for a proposal this weekend. What questions should I ask?
MashaAllah. So before you go, read 2 rakat salat, read Surah Yasin, give out charity, and say, Ya Allah, if this lady is good for me and my children to come, then let it happen. And if she is shell for me and evil for me, then fasrifhu anni wasrifha anni. So then turn me away from her and turn her away from me. So that is how you should go. So remember, you can't be alone with her. And you start tuning her up there, لا يخلوان رجل بمرأة إلا ثالثهما شيطان. Never is a strange man with a strange woman in privacy, you alone there in seclusion. The third party will be Satan, Lucifer. The hadith are authentic in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. So her father, brother, somebody should be there. Brother don't mean a small lighty, 6, 7, 8 years old. Must be like, 15, 20, 30 years old, like that. So anyway, then you ask, what is your age? What are your likes? You understand? Let's say if you get married and so forth. So then what do you, will stay with my mother, or you want independence, that you want that? And then what are you going to work after you get married, or you'll be a housewife? So all these things must be sorted out now, not afterwards and then. And you, my brother, who's going to check there, are you the suitor or you the shooter? You see that? If you're the suitor, then you will look at her belief structure. Which ulama do you have contact with? And where do you read Salat, the men, and so forth? And from there you can gauge a lot of things, you see that. And remember that in a case like this, if you're a shooter, then you will just look at the Jamal. You see, she's very white, you see that. Whether she got brains or not, whether she got akhlaq or not. So that is a disaster, you mother. And you women also, and the girls' family also, they just look at the mal. Is this guy a rich guy or a poor guy? Which kind of car he came? They peeping through the curtains and all that, you see. So that's not right. You must remember that. We should be looking at the deen, looking at the taqwa, the piety, and how good a Muslim is he or she. So all that should be made the main criteria, not the mal and the jamal. All that comes low down the list. It's not the priority. It's not number one. It comes down number three, number four. So we should get our priorities right. Yesterday I spoke to Hafiz Zubair, our Maulana Abbas Ali, Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali, our Mamaji's son. So you must remember that he is ill, he's in hospital and he's in the ICU. So make dua for Maulana Abbas Ali as well, and make dua for the Ummat as well, and Ghazza al-Mubarak as well. Ji.
Mufti Sahab, if a lady is in the state of haiz, can she leave the manzil with the intention of dua?
Remember, our fatwa will be that if you take certain verses of the Noble Quran and you read it, that are normally read as a dua. For example, say Ayatul Kursi. So we know it's a dua also. So you are in your menses, in your monthly, for example, or you are nifas, your postpartum, postnatal, you just gave birth. You make intention, I'm reading Ayatul Kursi as a dua. I'm reading Qul Wallah, Qul Falaq, Qul Nas as a dua. So that is fine. But remember to say you're going to read the entire manzil. Now there they got about, I just read it now this morning before coming downstairs here. So you must remember that there you got verses from Surah Ar-Rahman. Ya ma'ashar al-jinni wal-insi nistata'atum. You got about, you understood, other verses that are not really a dua. So therefore, to say to read the entire manzil while you are in your menses, that will not be considered permissible. And that is our fatwa on that. And from where did this manzil come about? Remember, there's a hadith in Ibn Majah, and there Hazrat Sheikh was a sheikh. You know, Sheikhul Hadith, you get very few people in the world. In the book, remember, which I tell today, I found as the best book with all the hundreds of books I have studied with Allah's help. Hajjatul Wida wa Umratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, written by Hazrat Sheikhul Hadith, Hazrat Mawana Muhammad Zakariya, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. In Arabic, he wrote it in 3 days. Mawana Abdul Rahim Mutala, Yain Chipata, told me that personally when I visited him. After that, he passed away, you know. So, nevertheless, in Arabic, he wrote it. Then, Mawlana, you know, Mawana Yusuf Ludhianvi, Rahimahullah Ash-Shaheed, he translated it. And the taqreez and the foreword was written by Hazrat Allama Sheikh Muhammad Yusuf bin Nuri, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. In there, Hazrat Allah, I have both the Arabic and Urdu, Alhamdulillah. So there Hazrat Allama bin Nuri Rahimahullah writes, is door ke sabse bade muhaddis dunya mein. In the entire world, he's the greatest scholar on hadith. So there you have it. And how can we ever forget when the Marajul Bahrain, these two oceans, came to Darul Karachi, and we were the ones giving them mango. We can't forget that. Hada min fadli Rabbi, hada rahmatun min Rabbi. That were the great, great moments of our life when we really saw the scholars. Today we see more plastics than genuine. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.